The headlines today are all about President Trump's summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, but it was just a few days ago that Trump lashed out at one of the United States' closest allies, Canada. This stems from a trade dispute instigated by President Trump. He's imposed tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum, and Canada is now planning tariffs in retaliation that are set to take effect on July 1st. So what does this all mean on the state level here in Vermont, where we share a border and business and culture with Canada? For more, I'm joined by Jeffrey Ayers, a political science professor at St. Michael's College who focuses on Canadian politics. Jeffrey, welcome.
Happy to be here.
So first off, just how unusual is it to have a U.S. president speak so harshly of a Canadian prime minister?
It's almost unprecedented. I think the irony perhaps is that it was President Richard Nixon in the early 70s who was known to have used a swear word, if you will, against Pierre Trudeau, Justin's father, but in the Oval Office, but not quite so publicly. So it's really quite astounding.
For Vermont, here in Vermont, as I mentioned, the state does a lot of business with Canada. Last year, exports from the state to Canada topped $1 billion. What would it mean for this state's economy if Canada imposes tariffs?
It's interesting. I took a look at the list that Canada has published of possible goods that will be potentially hit by these tariffs. And of course, one that stands out is maple products, maple syrup, maple sugar. But there's a variety of other things, products and services that are produced here in Vermont that could be affected. As you pointed out, Vermont is one of 35 states and maybe 36 now whose largest export market is Canada. And I think it could have a very significant impact. And this is really linked even more broadly to the ongoing negotiations or renegotiations over NAFTA. So it's kind of a long-term process that's been going on now for over a year, creating more and more uncertainty. That's the short term right now is a great deal of uncertainty. The long term, if these tariffs were to go through, we'd certainly see more cost to consumers as well as to businesses.
Well, Governor Phil Scott has made a concerted effort to try to convince Canadian, especially Quebecois businesses, to expand into Vermont. The state also has one effort with the Lake Champlain Chamber of Commerce to entice Quebec businesses to come here. I spoke with the head of that program, Gail Stevenson, and here's what she said when I asked what the new tariffs from Canada could mean for her program.
It would be negative because the whole purpose of the Vermont-Quebec Enterprise Initiative is to get more workers, get more employability in Vermont, have more people doing jobs with a good wage. And if those jobs are not moving into Vermont, then that will have a negative impact, obviously.
So do you think state and province level leaders can still negotiate and work together even if this dispute at the higher level is going on?
Absolutely. I think that's one of the great successes of the Canada-U.S. relationship, in fact, is that kind of behind the scenes or at a sub-level, Canadian politicians and American politicians, premiers, as well as governors and even congresspeople and members of parliament have for a long time worked together and collaborated and tried to continue to support this mutually beneficial relationship. So this is not all that shocking in that we oftentimes see more politics at the national level or the presidential level. So I would expect that there would still be ongoing efforts at collaboration that actually I think will be quite successful between border states, including Vermont and Quebec.
Well, is there a limit, though, to what can be accomplished between state and province level leaders if, you know, there's this sort of cloud going on at the higher level?
There certainly is. And again, linked to the uncertainty that we talked about. So, I mean, right now, I think all eyes are on at the federal level. What will Canada do and will they retaliate against the tariffs that Trump has reasserted, as you said, against steel and aluminum? The bigger fear is the potential, because Trump has suggested the United States may place significant tariffs up to 25% on auto exports from Canada. So it's certainly that degree of uncertainty and anxiety in one of the most important trading relationships in the world, the second largest in the world, it will constrain cross-border collaboration.
And as we've been watching this play out, I wonder what you've been seeing, if you're paying attention to the Canadian media and the reception from Canada. I mean, are we likely to see less Canadian visitors want to come down to the United States?
Well, there's a couple of different things there. Number one, the uncertainty, again, is impacting the Canadian dollar a bit. So there's some concerns that the Canadian dollar, if the trade war continued to heat up, could lower. That could in part actually impact decisions on the part of Canadians to come to the U.S. It could make it more attractive for Canadians to come to the U.S. in the short term, but it could also impact further kind of the instability in the trade relationship. What's interesting is the somewhat longer-term political view right now. In 2019, in the fall of 2019, is the next federal election
and
in Canada. Right now, what a lot of the media is saying in Canada is that Trump's managed to do something quite beneficial for Trudeau, is that he's united Canadians of most political stripes right now around the Prime Minister and the Liberal Party in their response and sticking up for Canadian interests vis-a-vis the president.
Jeffrey Ayres is a political science professor who focuses on Canadian politics at St. Michael's College. Jeffrey, thanks for speaking with me.
I really enjoyed it. Thanks.